Today, we're going to talk about a nonprofit called Adaptive Sports New England. Their cause involves helping athletes with visual and mobility impairments enter and succeed in an active sport, as well as providing technical assistance to help foster appropriate program guidelines and an environment for these athletes to train and compete to their fullest potential. Here to talk more about Adaptive Sports is its president, Joe Walsh. Joe, welcome to our segment.
Thanks so much for having us.
No problem. So to begin, what's the mission of your nonprofit? What are the primary and secondary objectives that Adaptive Sports looks to fulfill? And can you tell our listeners what that is?
Sure, absolutely. The mission of Adaptive Sports New England is to increase participation in sports among youth and young adults who have either a visual or a mobility impairment. Our visual and mobility impairments are the group that's characterized by the Paralympic movement, so we're part of the Paralympic movement. Our primary objective is to make the rate of participation in sports the same as the youth who don't have any disability.
And how many individuals have you helped over the years in reaching their dreams and goals?
You know, we probably have engaged about 250 athletes, some of whom we've only seen once or twice and have been short-term clients, and we've set them along their way because they found good solutions close to their homes, and others who are still working, is still in our program 7 years later.
Can you share with us the most notable story that you can come up with, a life that has been changed since the nonprofit was established?
We have a story of a young girl who, as a seventh grader, came to us having lost use of her legs just a year earlier, and she was very depressed and just not excited about life at all and let other people do things for her. She learned how to swim through our programs, got a lot stronger, and now is a regular participant in our rowing program that we run in conjunction with Community Rowing in Boston. The inspiring part about that story, though, is that she really takes charge of her life now. I mean, it's been 5 years later and she's grown up a little bit too, but she's really taken charge of her life and really takes care of herself in a manner that her parents attribute a lot of that to her sport participation, both swimming and rowing.
With your nonprofit, what has been the top goal that you would like to see solved by donations that could really make the difference in helping those out there who want to play sports again?
You know, the biggest challenge that we've run into with the coronavirus pandemic is that we've had to remove some of our team sport programs and focus more on individual sport programs. So it's been a lot more expensive for us to put on programming, such as track and field. We've started a wheelchair track program this summer since the pandemic has been in place, and we're super excited about having the participation that we do, but we're expending more money on coaching and we have to get more equipment. We've transferred some athletes from one sport, wheelchair basketball, for instance, to wheelchair track, but those track chairs are $2,500 a piece. So even just getting one for one kid to use is an expensive endeavor. We still need to get a few more of those. So any donations that we get at this point are going towards supporting those kids participating in those individual sports like wheelchair track.
For sure. And on the subject of that, how and where can our listeners donate in terms of money or other forms of compensation to Adaptive Sports?
So we're excited about any kind of donation and support. We're at www.adaptivesportsne.org, or if you just Google Adaptive Sports New England, there's a donate page right there on our main menu, and we're open to online donations or checks in the mail or donor advised funds, whatever way you like to donate. We're happy to take that and very grateful for that support.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Joe, for your time this week, and all the best to you.
Well, thank you, George. Really appreciate it.